Girl Scout cookies are an American phenomenon. To appreciate them, we need only open our mouths. To understand them, we need to open our minds and think about the basic ingredients, girl and scout and cookies. A girl is, of course, a young female. Composed of sugar and spice and everything nice, she is almost a cookie herself. Apprentice Girl Scouts are called brownies, another kind of sweet treat. A scout is an explorer or a spy. So etymologically, at least, a Girl Scout is a female spy. In reality, a Girl Scout is a member of an organization devoted to the proposition that girls need support from other girls and from older women in growing up to be women. The word cookie is etymologically a diminutive of cake, and so a cookie is a small, flat cake made from sweet dough. Girl Scout cookies come in many varieties. Thin mints are most popular, accounting for almost a quarter of sales. But the original shortbreads are still sold, along with caramel delights, peanut butter patties, upside downs, and more. Soon after the Girl Scouts' founding in 1912, individual troops began to raise money by baking cookies, a stereotypically feminine activity. There are no Boy Scout cookies because American gender roles say that men cannot generally be identified with the kitchen unless they're professional chefs, or unless the kitchen is located outside, where it is commonly known as the barbecue grill. By the 1930s, the demand for home-baked Girl Scout cookies surpassed the supply, so a Philadelphia troop contracted a local bakery to make shortbread cookies. Today, three national bakeries produce the zillions of cookies that are sold nationwide. Like most activities in America, the Girl Scout cookie sale is more complex than it may initially seem. Promotional materials for the Girl Scout sale say that it fosters self-reliance and teaches skills like goal setting, teamwork, money management, and interpersonal interaction. This is no doubt true. But the sale of Girl Scout cookies is also a form of child labor in a society that usually keeps child labor out of sight and out of mind, in sweatshops and the like. But the Girl Scouts are not alone. Lots of American kids sell things, cookies, fruit baskets, wrapping paper, nuts, and sweets, to support school programs and extracurricular activities that taxes don't pay for. These sales suggest that people wouldn't just contribute to the Girl Scouts and other organizations. We need an incentive, and the cookies are our reward for good behavior. For Dr. America, there's an additional incentive, because he believes that calories from Girl Scout cookies don't really count in a diet, and that thin mints help to keep him thin. Girl Scout solicitations are also a way of recalling a time when the word neighbor was a verb. The Girl Scout cookie sale is a way that we express our commitments to the people who live nearby. In a society where so many of our activities take us out of the neighborhood, the cookie sale brings us into conversation with scouts and parents we otherwise don't encounter very often. Selling cookies and buying them are ways of making neighborhood. Unlike most American foods, Girl Scout cookies are still seasonal. It used to be that Americans ate only what was in season. But by extending the range of our trade, we discovered that we didn't have to be bound by the mere vagaries of warmth and sunshine in our neighborhood of the planet. If we want grapes in winter, we can get them from Chile. If we want orange juice, we can buy it from Brazil. But Girl Scout cookies maintain their seasonality, and this may be one of the reasons we like them so well. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, scouting eagerly out the window for the Girl Scouts in his neighborhood.